K4OIM, KN4RJN. What's up, Walt?
Kind of cut something off here. I'm getting feedback. All right. This repeater is located at an elevation. Oh, wait a minute. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Hooped Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. More traffic for the net. Please call K4OIM or net control. Are there any announcements or bulletin for the net? Please call K4OIM or net control. The roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call, name, and location, and intent to stick up on the net for the right queue portion. Before we get into the pre-check-in or the RS section, it looks like we got a couple of EchoLink stations up. So EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, North Carolina, and I'll stick around.
EchoLink stations. I'm taken care of for now. First up was KN4RJN, my friend and good buddy John up there at Brown Summit, North Carolina. I got a red check by your name, John. I'll get back to you here in just a few. In the roll call with the pre-check-ins. First up was W4FCM, that's Fred over the TR, and he brings along his wife, Isla, N4IEI. They're both in traveler's rest. Thank you for checking in tonight. Fred and Isla on the pre-check-in. KN4URF, Aaron and Marietta. That's the first time you've checked in with me, Aaron. Thanks for checking in and taking advantage of the pre-check-in. And then WU2T, that's Rusty. He's over in Moore. Thank you, Rusty, for checking in. And then W2MJB, that's Mark. He is one of our net controllers, and he brings along his wife, KN4HTP, Miss Wendy. She's also one of the net controllers, and they're over in Simpsonville. And then KA4WALL, Leroy, you are always faithful for checking in on Tuesday night, and he's over in Taylor's. Thank you, Leroy. And then KC4W, that's Bill. He's over in Anderson. Bill, you always take advantage of the pre-check-in. Thank you, Bill. And then KO4LK, that's Stephen, and he's over in Greer. And then W2AMD, that's another Andy in Simpsonville. And that takes care of the pre-check-ins and the EchoLink stations for right now. So now we will begin the regular RF section. Tonight being Tuesday night, we start with I through L, India through Lima. It's the first letter in the suffix of your call. Begins with I through L. Please call K4OIM or net control.
OIM. Kilo. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Send 53s for each one of you. I am. Hope you and the family are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Walt, thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
Well, there ain't that many in that group. First, we had KK4JFO, that's James in tuxedo. James, quick as I hear your voice, I already had the KK4JFO written. Thank you, James, for checking in. And W4IEO, that's it up in Fletcher. And see it, I'm going to have to write this information down about your net. You want to go ahead and tell the folks about your net?
Folks, the net is on 146-640, 146-640, tone of 91.5, Sunday evenings at 8 p.m., and we invite anybody who would like to check in, come up and check in with us. Thank you, Walt, W4IOE.
All right, anybody else? I through L. Please call K4OIM or net control.
In Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, X-ray. This is Jeff down in Pelzer. I'll be negative and negative tonight, Walt. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Which help?
Pelzer.
That's a roger. Thank you, Jeff.
Check in Joe, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, that's KK4JD, mobile in Greer, and I will be in and out this evening. Over.
For OIM. Thank you for calling the net for us. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
Yeah, KO 4, JQX, that's Jeff over in Felser. Thank you for checking in, Jeff. Then KK 4. J-O-E, J-N, that's Joe in Greer, and KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Thank you, Larry. And he brings along his wife, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. Oh, I can count on you for checking in, Larry. I know sometimes you'll be late and check in right there at the tail end, but this net is like a big family, and when somebody don't check in, the net controller starts messing them. Thank you, Larry, for checking you and Miss Donna in. All right, one last call for I through L. Please call K4OIM or net control. Yes, we got them all on that go-around. Some of them still missing. They'll come around on the second shift. So next we'll move up to the next group, M through P, Mike through Papa. Get the first call, and the suffix of your call sign begins with M through P. Please call K4OIM or net control.
M, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee, Larry in Simpsonville. I think I'm probably the second Larry tonight to check in. Yeah, I'm down here on in Simpsonville. My name's Larry. It's been a while since I checked in, but it's good to check in now.
OIM. Walt, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. Kilo 4, Delta by Whiskey, our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo, I am. Please check in. Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MC. This is Mac, Western Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
Please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. AO4, NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont. 7-3 to you, Walt. All on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
Oh, I am. Please check in and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Okay, group. First up was KO 4. And Larry Gilbert, Simpson Field. And then KK4ONO, Miss Lorena. And she brings along her husband, KK4DMC, Rick. And their daughter, KM4MOQ, Michelle, and they over in Piedmont. I can always count on you and Rick and Michelle checking in, Miss Lorena. Thank you very much. And then we got WG4MC, that's Matt, and he's over in Greenville County. And Matt is one of our net controllers. Thank you for checking in, Matt. And then KO4NNH, that's Fred, he's over in Piedmont. And then K4OSH, Pat, he's over in Malden. I'd like to thank all of you for taking the time to check in tonight. And let's see, anybody else, Mike through Papa, M through P, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Check in, you're hitting a repeater and bringing it up, but you got no audio. If you want to HD, try to move around a little bit, and let's try it again. Nothing heard, so we'll move up to the next group. Q through T, Quebec through Tango. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM. Check in Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike, AA4RM. My name's Robert. I'm in Easley. Be negative and negative.
I am. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra. Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all of the net.
Bob, K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel, Foxtrot, I'm in Taylor's, I'll be negative and a negative. Want to remind everybody we got a ham fest, not a ham fest, excuse me. Want to remind everybody we have a field day coming up in a month. And we'll start mentioning that. And thank you for hosting the net, and 73 to everybody.
Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, Pelzer.
We got AA4RM, that's Robert. He's one of our net controllers over in Easley. Robert, you want to tell people what you and Wendy's got planned for the Monday nights? I can't remember what month it was, whether it's going to be in June or July.
AA4RM. It's coming up in July, but we'll start talking about it next week, Walt. If you'll tune in Monday night to the net, I'll tell you all about it.
Thank you, Robert. We got AA4RM. That's Robert, another net controller of ours. He's over in Easley. And then WN4S, that's Chris, over in Lyman. And K4RHF, Jim, over in Taylor's. And then another W4TS, another Jim over in Pelzer. Jim, I hadn't heard you check in a while. Hope you're doing all right.
All right, that completes that. We'll try it one more time. Q through T, please call K4OIM or net control.
OIM.
Tango, please call K4OIM or net control.
OIM. Again, KF4QM. Kilowatt Foxtrot 4, Quebec Mike. My name is Eric. I'm in 6 Mile, and I'll be negative and negative.
I'm away from KF4QM. That's Eric down in 6 Mile. Thank you, Eric, for checking in. You made the Quebec through Tango. Appreciate you checking in, Eric. The next group, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Get the first letter in the suffix for call begins with U through Z. Please call K4OIM or net control.
Echo 4 Zulu Motel Foxtrot, East in Columbus, North Carolina. I'll be negative, negative. I'll still be listening.
Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4 XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Hello, this is KO4 ZEF. That's Keith up in Columbus. Thank you, Keith, for calling in. You got a good signal coming in down here. I'm up here on Lake Bowen in Edmond. And then we got K4XB. That's Tommy. He's over in Greenville County. Tommy, thank you for checking in. You've always been faithful to check into the net on Tuesday night and other nights. And we, all net controllers, really appreciate that. Anybody else, U through Z, please call K4OIM or net control. Looks like we got them all there. So we'll move up. Wait a minute, let me see if anybody's on EchoLink. It's in EchoLink stations only. Please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM, if you will, hello. K4OIM, if you will, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and all the net. No traffic and no queue.
Got KA4PQA, that's Stephen down in Greenwood, checking in by way of EchoLink. Thank you, Stephen, for checking in. I hope you and your wife are doing well. And, every year when I come to the Greenwood Ham Fest, I keep looking for you, but I haven't found you yet. Maybe this coming year, after all this virus stuff is over, we can get back to normal and I'll get to see you face to face, Stephen.
Affirmative, net control. We were unable to have our Ham Fest this year due to the pandemic situation. However, we are planning on if the pandemic situation eases up and allows us to, we are planning on having our Ham Fest on. We're planning on having our Ham Fest on the same month in January. On January the 8th at the James Medford Family Event Center at the Piedmont Technical College in Greenville, South Carolina. Same place as always. Same place as we had it in the years past. And if the pandemic situation allows net control, we are still, we're planning on restarting our Ham Fest up next year in 2022.
That's an easy day to remember for me. That is my baby brother's birthday. Thank you, Stephen. All right, anybody else, A through D? They should be a bunch of Davids in here. A through D, please call K4OIM or net control.
OIM.
check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
Oscar 4, Bravo, Delta Mike. Jim and Taylor's. Negative and negative.
K4OIM. Good evening, Walt. Thanks for calling the next night. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative, negative.
And Kilo 1 Charlie, Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland. We're located in Pickens, negative and negative. And good evening to all hams.
K4OIM.
Walt.
You dropped out. Come back again, please.
Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. The QTH is Greenville. No traffic and no comments.
For OIM. Again, Kilo November 4 Bravo Whiskey X-Ray. This is Ann in Simpsonville. No traffic, no comment.
I get my number up. I can't believe I didn't get but two to one Dave. David and one Dave. But first up, we got KO4AOW. That's David up here, a neighbor of mine up here in Edmond. And then we got KO. BDM, Jim and Taylor's. Jim, I think that's right. If it's not, please come back and let me know. And then W4DJW, that's our net manager, Dave over in Greer. Dave, thank you for being the manager of the net, and you got a heck of a responsibility there, but and I heard that Friday night and Saturday when I was down on the lake down at Hartwell, and I was wishing I could have been here where I could have filled in and tried to help, but I was in the situation where all I had was a HT and Echo Link. Thanks again, David. And then we got K1JCW. That's Roland over in Pickens. Roland, you've got where you checking in pretty regular with me. I really appreciate it. And then KM4BLM, that's Kurt over in Greenville County. Then KN4BWX, that's Miss Ann down in Simpsonville. And you've been pretty regular checking in with me lately. I really appreciate it. Anybody else? A through K4OIM or net control.
It's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey Roland. Thank you.
Recheck Walt, KA4PQA.
Get a recheck. This is Kurt in Greenville. The call sign is KM4BLH. Bravo Lima Hotel. I believe you said Bravo Lima Mike.
Bravo Lima Mike was my novice call. I'm sorry, Kurt. I've got it corrected here. Bravo Lima Hotel. Thank you. Thank you, Kurt. A through D, please call K4OIM or net control.
Recheck Walt, KA4PQA.
Stephen, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that for information on our Hamfest, I do have a website that I can give you, which is our club website. For yourself and all those others on frequency, the website is Whiskey 4 Golf Whiskey Delta, W4GWD.org. Again, that is Whiskey 4 Golf Whiskey Delta, W4GWD.org. QSL copy on that, Walt.
Good, Steven. Thank you for coming back and letting people know that. All right, we're going to move on up to the next group now. E through H, Echo through Hotel.
Get the first letter in the suffix if your call begins with D through H. Please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. Somebody there? Please check in Kilo Golf 4. Golf Fox Uniform. The name is John, J-O-N. And the location is Pelzer. Greetings to you, sir. And doing a fine job calling that. And everybody else out there in Radio Land, Dave Watson, I'd like you to, if you're listening right now yet, I'd like you to give me a phone call, 947-1069. Not a hurry on it, but 947-1069. Over.
Walt, KA4PQA, recheck one more time. Recheck one more time if you don't mind.
KG4GFU, that's John over in Felser. Thank you for checking in, John. And KA4PQA, you still there, Stephen?
That is affirmative. That's affirmative, Walt. I am. Could you just so I know you got that information? Could you repeat the website, our club website that I just gave to you, could you repeat that back to me so I'll know that you got it correctly?
Go ahead and give it to me.
Affirmative. It is Whiskey 4, Golf Whiskey Delta, W4GWD, Whiskey 4, Golf Whiskey Delta, .org. And that's the website for the Greenwood Amateur. That's the website for the Greenwood Amateur Radio Society Club. Do you copy that, Walt?
Affirmative. W4GWD.org. Anybody out there want any feels on his announcement about the Greenwood Ham Fest? Thank you, Stephen. It's kind of early for that now, but I'm glad you brought it up. I'll remember it. But anybody else, one last call, E through H, please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina, and we'll stick around and aggravate you a minute, Walt.
OIM, please check in WB4, Fox. Echo, Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. And Walt, sound like you got a good net going. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. Just check me in and out, please. Thank you. Have a good week.
OIM. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. That's Patrick up in Penrose, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you, Walt, for calling the net.
Next up, we got KC4EZN. That's Harry up in Chandler. I don't know where I thought you were going to check in at, Harry, but like I was saying earlier, it's part of the family, and I didn't know I hadn't got to your alphabetical group yet, but I got you down for right, Q. I'll be back to you in just a few, Harry. 4FEE, that's Dan over in Simpsonville. Thank you for checking in, Dan. You a regular, too, and really appreciate it. And then KO4HKX, that's Patrick up in Penrose. You pretty regular, too, Patrick, and really appreciate all y'all that check in each night. And, one last call, E through H. Please call K4OIM or net control. We got them all way through the alphabet. Before we go into the rag chew portion, we'll open it up to the big group, A through Z. Please call K4OIM or net control.
Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Steve over here in Edmond. I'll be negative and negative. Hang in there, Walt.
Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie.
KC4YLC, David and Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
D-Wood, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Tango, Zulu, Whiskey. It's Gabriel, Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment. Appreciate you calling the net.
Kim. Oh, in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening, Q Walt. All on the net. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, I am. And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. And 73 to everybody on the net.
Control. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Oscar Yankee Romeo, named Lamar. And I'm coming to you from right outside of Athens, Georgia. Good evening to everyone. 73, and thanks for calling the net, Walter.
4 GFU. At your convenience, and whatever. I'd like to try to call Dave again to see if he heard my first request, and he may have been out of the room, who knows. But anyway, at your convenience, sir, KG4 GFU.
Out again.
Dave, I can't remember your call sign. But anyway, Mr. Watson, are you by the radio right now?
DJ Duffy. Somebody's trying to make contact with you, Dave. Are you still here?
I'll try another time, another day, whatever. It's not anything crucial, so you're doing a great job tonight, Walt. Thank you very much. KG4GFU.
That's what we're here for. First up, we got KM4BWA. That's my buddy Steve up here in Inman. You don't check in that often, Steve. You got to get on the stick. Put them airplanes down for a little while. And then we got KC4XLZ. That's David down in Whitmire. Thank you for checking in, David. And then KM4TZW. That's Gabriel up in Asheville. Glad you could check in tonight, Gabriel. Don't never know where you at, whether you're in Asheville or up in Horseshoe. Then we got KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary over in Easley, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. And Gary is one of our net controllers. On Wednesday night, he has the swap net. And if you got anything you want to buy, sell, or trade, be sure and check in tomorrow night with Gary. Thank you, Gary, for checking in. You might have been late, but like you say, it's better late than never. Then we got KO4JXW, or B, that's Duncan up in Asheville. Duncan, you always faithful for checking in, too. Really appreciate it. And then KO4OYR, Lamar in Athens, Georgia. You would have won the box of donut nuts tonight, Lamar, because you was my 50th check-in. Really appreciate it, Lamar. All right, one last call, A through Z. Please call K4OIM or Net Control. We got them all for right now, folks. So this is K4OIM, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all that checked in. All stations wishing to secure now may do so. We will now begin the right queue portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins in between right queues. But before we do that, let me give one last call out for Echolink stations. Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. Please call K4OIM or Net Control. Heard there, so go ahead, secure now, unless you want to stick around and listen to KM4RJN, my buddy John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. What's going on, John?
K4OIM, this is KN4RJN. Well, I got to go into the body shop here in a couple months and get some parts replaced. I'm looking at a hip replacement. They finally decided that that was probably the only thing that was going to fix the situation, so I might have a brand new hip here in a month or two. But other than that, we still got boxes around here, still getting stuff up on the walls, trimmed a few bushes today, and I got to get the grass mowed tomorrow before it rains up here. And it was hot up here today. What was it down there?
It was hot. It was hot, John. I came down here to the shack this morning at 7 o'clock and put cat food out, put some water out, put me on a pot of coffee, and I looked up there at the thermometer, and it was already 70 degrees. It was supposed to get up to about 90 today, but I'm going to know about it tomorrow. I either had the choice of cutting grass and burning some brush back here, or getting out there and washing my shack. My shack's in a 32-foot prowler camper. And where we moved from, this thing had been sitting underneath these pine trees for 3 years. And you can imagine what it looked like. I can imagine what I'm going to feel like in the morning, John.
Roger that. That pine sap ain't easy to get off of things. You're going to be scrubbing that sucker from now till St. Swithin's Day, but I think I'd vote for mowing the grass. That'd probably be simpler.
Would have been on riding a lawnmower, but I went over to Dollar General and bought 2 gallons of that awesome, and I put it in that little pump-up sprayer full strength and sprayed it on there, and I sat back, drank me a beverage, and I thought it was just going to wash off. Rinse off, but boy, it didn't. I had to get a stiff bristle brush out there and scrub and scrub. And I got the back side of it and the front of it. That's all I got done today. And my old grandson, he come out there and hit me, "Papa, I need some batteries for my toys." And Mama said, if I come out here and help you, you'd give me an allowance where I can buy me some toys.
Roger, so did he make enough to get his batteries that he needed?
4-year-old girl that her grandma keeps next door. He didn't last 5 minutes out there, and he was down there playing with that little girl. But boy, it was hot this weekend here, too. We left in Friday morning early and went down to Lake Hartwell down there to Saddler's Creek and camped out for the weekend. And I can't believe they are booked up. They said Everett State Campground is booked up already for the summer. And the campsite we got was right on, I was 8 feet from the water, but I was about 8 feet above the water. And the bank was lined with that riff raft, and as far as you could throw out, wasn't nothing but rocks. I broke my line twice, and my grandson broke his about 20 times. I wasn't even putting bait on it. I just tied a sinker on it and threw it out there and let him think it was fishing. But that place wasn't no good for fishing.
Roger that. Well, sorry to hear about that, but yeah, we're not going anywhere for Memorial Day. I'm not going anywhere near the highway or the airport because they're going to be jam packed, and I haven't got any place to go anyway. But yeah, the campgrounds, the airports, the roads, everything is booked up all summer long. It's Everybody got cabin fever from staying inside for the COVID thing, so they're all hitting the road, hitting the airways, hitting the campgrounds, hitting the hotels. And if you've looked at the price of rental cars, we're not going anywhere, but they were looking at rental cars. My wife's going to take a trip out to Texas for a while, and it'll be cheaper almost to buy a car, but they're wanting, you know, in the neighborhoods of $400, $500 a day for a rental car. So they're going to go out there and Uber around because they haven't got that many places to, you know, that they need to drive to that they can't hit a bus or walk to. But rental cars are outrageous right now.
And that found me through that Ancestry.com. She's a third cousin, and she's moving from Washington State down to Brownsville, Texas. And she's an older lady, and she had a friend of hers gonna drive her. That didn't last but 2 days. Her friend bailed out, called her husband to come get her. And Kathy got stuck in California, and she called me and said, "You ain't believing this. It was a blizzard out there. She was up there in the mountains, and she had to stay there 2 days before she could finally leave. And she called me tonight, and she's, I forgot what little town, some rural redneck town out there in Nevada. And I think she said she still had 2,100 miles to go, John."
Roger, well, that's, you know, wow. That's something else. I hope she makes it. What can I say? Don't rent a car. You're going to have to take out a third mortgage on your house to rent a car out there. And even around here, they're outrageous. So, yeah. My thoughts are with her. I hope she makes it.
She's 71 or 72 years old and had back surgery, and really not supposed to be driving, but she asked me if she sent me the money or a plane ticket, but I fly out there and drive her on down to Florida. No, I ain't in no shape to make that kind of drive now, John. No way. My daughter would kill me if I told her I was packing up and going to Nevada and then drive her down to Texas, and I'll be back a week or two. Man, I don't know. I might get out there in Texas and get to drinking them beverages, them tequilas, and I might end up married again.
Yeah, you better stay home there, buddy.
My nephew's funeral the other week. You ain't gonna believe this, John. But I had no more than that home. And it would be my great niece, my niece's daughter. She called me Uncle Walt. I got a woman that was at the funeral that thought that you was a very handsome man and wanted to know if you were dating anybody. And you want her phone number? I said, yeah, give it to me. I wrote it down, but you think I've called anybody, John?
Well, based on the expected lifespans of men and women, if you live long enough, you'll be beating them off with a stick, because men of your age and older are somewhat of a commodity, especially if they're still upright walking around and talking.
Well, this lady, they said, on their own home and all, up there around where Tom lives, M0TR. And she had plenty of money and owned her own home and was a ham operator and had two or three towers. I might think about it, John.
Well, if she's got money and antenna towers, then yeah, that might be a good prospect there, Walt. You might have to. Where is she at again?
From what she told me, she's about, I don't know, almost right across the street from where Tom lives in 0TR. Right there where O'Neill Hot Dogs is. She's right behind it.
Well, she's a ham radio operator. This could be the start of a wonderful friendship.
It'd be a first for me, having a woman that Morse code didn't drive them crazy, John. I love CW since I got this 80-meter antenna up and my new 40-meter antenna up. I've been working a lot of CW here in the last week or two. When I get a chance, I didn't even turn. Well, I did check in to the this morning on the 40 meters, and then I checked into the South Carolina single sideband net tonight on the 80 meters, and boy, these antennas are working good.
Well, that's good to hear. yeah, you probably ought to check this lady out. I mean, you know, if she's a ham, she's got money, you know, what more could you ask for?
Brittany, I said, here, give her my phone number. And she called me, and I ain't called her. I ain't interested in no woman, John.
Yeah, but, you know, she's a ham radio operator, and she's got money, Walt. I mean, you know, what more could you ask for there, right? Oh, I tell you. Well, listen, Walt, you take care of yourself. I'm going to back on out of here. I know Harry's got, you know, a wild animal story or a good recipe coming up here shortly. So I'm back on out of here. I'm going to say 73s, and this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN4OIM. Always good to have you stick around for some right to you, John. I'll say 73s and hope to hear from you next week if we don't call each other in between. So now, before we go to Harry, one more call. For check-ins or comments, A through Z, Echo Link stations, or whatever, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Harry, so we'll move down the list here to Mr. Harry up there.
I am KC4EZN. You might want to check that lady out, Walt, if she happened to have a pickup truck too. That just might be a winning combination.
But my shack, I got a 32-foot trailer camper down here. It's an older camper, but it is decent. And I've been to her what was in the living room. A sofa that led out into a double bed, that's gone and went to the burn pile. A table that opened up off the wall is gone to the burn pile. And I've got a full size, a buddy of mine gave me this desk. It's a full size office desk. I had to get two guys to take the top off of it. And, take the desk apart to get it through the front door and then get it in here and get the thing back together. So that's got my living room full with all, I ain't got nothing but my FT950 on it, and then I got my Yaesu 2-meter on it, and then I got another FT221R 2-meter base station on it. Then I got, you know, my antenna tuner, my power supply, and stereo surround sound, and my 32-inch monitor, and Dale desk mic, and antenna rotator, and all that set here. And back there where the beds were, already took one bed away from the wall and got a shelf back there that's got signal generators, signal tracers, oscilloscopes, and vacuum tube voltmeters, and all my test equipment on it. And I just fixing this thing up. Me'd go to the ham fest then, like up at Shelby. Go up there and stay the whole weekend. I ain't got room for no woman in here.
Looks for a Walt, or somebody's got to drive it, or you know, you need to work something out there. W4OIM, KC4EZN, strangest animal that I have seen. I had my cat that I have to water. Was looking out the window the other night, and tail was switching back and forth about 100 miles an hour, and the cat was sitting there making that little chatter noise that they make sometimes. And I looked out the window, and there was a raccoon sitting on the edge of the creek bank that probably weighed 25 pounds. Oh, that was a big animal. I didn't know they come quite that big, but he was nosing around, and I'd thrown some potato chips or something over off the back porch, and he sniffed around and scoffed those things up. Boy, he's just about like a vacuum cleaner. But been trying to get rid of pandemic pounds, and so I don't have any good recipes. So I can tell you about some stuff that used to taste good, but I haven't had any of it lately. Doctor said it was time to start thinking on the small side again. So anyway, John will have to hang loose, maybe to the fall, to get some good recipes out of me. I got a few more pounds. I gotta find someplace else to put them, sides around my waist. But with that, Walt, we're about ready to hang it up here, and so I'm going to say 7-3, and enjoy talking to you, enjoy listening to you, and you've got a good foundation built here now. You're doing pretty good. W4OM, KC4EZN.
Your call up last week, you messed mine up. It's not W4OIM, it's K4OIM, Harry. I enjoy you sticking around, Harry, so KC4EZN, Harry up there in Chandler. 7-3's Harry, I'll be looking for you next Tuesday night. Before I close the net down, I'll give one more call, A through Z. Anybody want to check in or make a comment, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
4OIM. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC. Jerry and Anderson, I'll be negative and negative tonight, Walt.
There you are. Better late than never, Jerry. That's N4DJC, my buddy Jerry over there in Anderson. You broke the magic number. It's on an even number, Jerry. Somebody else want to check in and bring me up to 52? Appreciate you checking in, Jerry. Anybody else before I turn the net report in, please call K4OIM or
K4OIM. Please check in Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel. That's K9OH Billy. Also, please check in my wife, Nancy, KN4, Delta Bravo, Quebec. She's in Columbia this evening, and I'm in Anderson. And I do have a query right quick.
Your name?
Nancy, November, Alpha November, Charlie Yankee.
Nope, still an even number. Now I'm on 53. That was K9OH Billy, and he brings along his wife, KM4BQ Nancy, and they're in, well, he's in Anderson. What was your question there, Billy?
Well, I'm going to give you a correction on our call. It's Kilo November 4, Delta Bravo, Quebec. Dog Biscuits and our, Queen, I guess you could say. But
The question I have is if anybody's been tracking the interference that y'all been getting on 6-1 over the last 2 weeks, has anybody been kind of keeping track of it and can give me some info?